Subhanallah, I prepared the khatira, but then, you know, this morning, something came to my mind. Al-Izz ibn Abd Salam, rahimahullah ta'ala, he has a very, very powerful statement. He said, إذا نزل أحد بقوم تفشى فيهم الربا فحدثهم عن الزنا فقد خان الله ورسوله. If someone resides in people, right, in a, like a village or a town or a community, and that community, you know, the riba was all over the place. People were known to, you know, take riba and use riba and all of that. فَحَدَّثَهُمْ عَنِ الزِّنَا. So instead of preaching them about interest and the prohibition of riba, instead he talked to them and preached them about zina. فَقَدْ خَانَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. He betrayed Allah and His Messenger. But then I said to myself, and of course I'm not talking about you here, I'm just giving the example. Today, there is nothing that we can talk about except the situation that is happening in Palestine. Wallahi, yani, look at anywhere in the Quran, in the Sunnah of the Prophet, what can you talk about today? What khatira you can talk about? Which message you can convey other than what is happening to our brothers and sisters in Palestine, brothers and sisters? This is amana for every scholar, for every imam, for every leader, for anybody to talk about this issue. The issue and the massacres that happened to our brothers and sisters. Wallahi, this is, yani, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give them sabr, ya Rabbil Alameen, and to give them nasr. Say Allahumma ameen. And what can we do today, subhanallah? Look, I have never seen in my life Fox News and CNN agreeing 100%. I've never seen that in my life. Right? But now I can tell you, the script is going to all channels and all news platforms, subhanAllah. That's reality. We see this. You post something on Facebook, you know, they delayed it. SubhanAllah, ilallah al-mushtaka, what is going on? Right? Twitter, so far, is doing a good job, but let's see what's going to happen. Brothers and sisters, what can we do as Muslims today and nowadays? Number one, you should feel that, you know, feel the pain of your brothers and sisters. Wallahi, akhwani. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول مثل المؤمنين في تودهم وتراحمهم وتعاطفهم كمثل الجسد الواحد, one body. We're just, the example of the believers is just like one body. If your brothers and sisters are aching or in pain in Palestine, you should feel the same exact pain in here. All right? SubhanAllah, when you have some headache, don't think that you're going to sleep at night. The whole body is going to be awake. Why? Because they suffer. You know, they share the same suffering and same pain. So this is very important. Share the sufferings and the pain of the brothers. Don't say, you know what, I live here and that's it. All right? That's the first thing. The second thing, a dua. Ya Sheikh, we've been making dua for 7 years, but nothing is happening. They're just getting stronger and stronger and stronger. They're getting weaker and weaker and weaker. Akhi, 70 years in the scale of time is nothing. Nothing. And who said that you should see the results, you know, when you're alive? Who said that? You make the dua and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer the dua according to His schedule. Here's the thing. When we make the dua, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for things and we want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do things according to our schedule. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has different plan, different schedule. But our goal and our responsibility is to make dua for the brothers and sisters. Dua is a very powerful weapon. Even Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the battle. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Anfal during the battle of Badr, إِذْ تَسْتَغِيثُونَ رَبَّكُمْ فَاسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ أَنِّي مُمِدُّكُمْ بَأَلْفٍ مِّنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مُرْدِفِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you were desperately asking Allah, you know, for help, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala supported you and He aided you. Make dua, brothers and sisters, in your qiyam, in your salat al-fajr, in salat al-asha, make dua. That's number two. Number three, we should understand the qadiyah, that the qadiyah al-Falastiniyah, that the Palestinian, it's not Palestinian issue, it's a Muslim issue. They were very successful to actually completely disconnect us, you know, disconnect us from the you know, Masjid al-Aqsa. We're all, that's our qibla. That's the first qibla for the Muslimin. But nowadays, you know, depends which part of the world are you from. You're from the subcontinent. You know, some brothers, I hear them. You know, the Arabs and some Yahud, they're fighting each other. It's not my business. No, brothers and sisters, it should not be this way. It's not that you're Arab or non-Arab. right? It used to be a Muslim qadiyah, Muslim issue, but now they turn into Middle East, right? And slowly becomes Palestine, and now they're like, you know, small groups fighting this. Subhanallah, look at the plan of shayateen, right? We have to be careful. This is not qadiyah arabiyah. This is not just, you know, Masjid al-Aqsa is not just for Arabs. It's for everybody. Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-Aqsa alladhi barakna hawla. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask everybody. Right? Number three, while you're sitting here under the AC, you do not have the haqq. We do not have the haqq to give fatwa to the people who are sacrificing everything over there. Please. You know, you see, mashallah, the keyboard warriors amongst Muslims, they should not do this. They know that, you know, the army is very strong. They don't think. Look what they did to themselves. A keyboard warrior. Don't give fatwa to them. There are men out there, inshallah, they know what to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are not in their situation. You are not in their situation. When you are in their situation, then you can talk, inshallah. But here, we're sitting in the AC, alhamdulillah, we have everything, and we're just talking on their behalf. Wallahi, have a zulm, yani. Have a zulm. Right? So this is qadiyah. This is an issue for all Muslims. It's not just for the Palestinians or the people of Gaza. It's for everybody. Number four, ikhwani, this is the time when you need to recite the Quran and reflect upon the Quran, the verses of the Quran. That's what I personally do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us everything in the Quran. Please, it's your, inshallah, your homework, your assignment. Read the tafsir of the beginning of Surah Al-Isra and the tafsir of the end of Surah Al-Isra. In the beginning of the Isra, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to Bani Israel clearly, I said, that is what he will do and that's what's going to happen and so on and so forth. At the end of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَقُلْنَا مِن بَعْدِهِ لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ اسْكُنُوا الْأَرْضِ. After Allah saved them from Fir'aun, Allah said, اسْكُنُوا الْأَرْضِ, inhabit earth, no particular place, anywhere else. Okay? Everywhere in the world, spread all over the world. Okay? اسْكُنُوا الْأَرْضِ فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ الْآخِرَةِ, when the time comes, جِئْنَا بِكُمْ لَفِيفًا, we'll bring you from here, from there. But you have different, you know, different nationalities and so on and so forth. Everything that you want to learn about this qadiyah, read the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and reflect upon the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The last thing that we should do, brothers and sisters, is that be al-i'lam al-badil. Now, as I said in the beginning, the newspaper, subhanAllah, the channels and all of that, they're fabricating. We were surprised that some people are going to believe in Masih al-Dajjal, right? Yeah? We see Al-Dajjal happening in front of us. Wallahi, the falsehood is, you know, they're making people believe the falsehood. All right? You see how they, subhanAllah, how they draft and the format, the news, you know, the breaking news, and look at the shayats, you feel like shaitan is, subhanAllah, thinking for them. Allahu musta'an. You have a social media account, okay? You have your circles, you have your friends. Educate yourself about the Qadiyah al-Falastiniyah. Brothers and sisters, that's another assignment over the weekend, inshallah. Read the history of Zionism, the history of Palestine. Because I can tell you, at least 75% of Muslims, they have no idea who lived there first. Sheikh, you know, it was, you know, the Yahud, they lived there first. And then the Arabs came, which is not true. Read the history to know who lived there first. Right? Okay, and then the Palestinians said, okay, khalas, we're gonna live, you know, next to them. All right, what can we do? Out of weaknesses. But they're not even letting them live their life peacefully. All right? They're taking, every single day they're taking places. They're taking, you know, the expanding the settlements, and they're not gonna let anybody stay there. That's the plan. And what is happening now, and I'm not a politician, but I'm an Egyptian. Egyptian military, and I can tell you, their plan is to kick everyone from Gaza. They don't want people to be in Gaza. Why? Inhabit Sinai, go to Sinai. Now we have everything, okay? We need to understand what's going on there, right? We heard the president saying that we need to, you know, to give them like a safe exit. They want them to exit from Gaza. Exit to where? To Egypt. And after what's going to happen? Nobody in Gaza. Khalas, Palestine is gone. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ghalib yani. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-qadir. Make dua inshallah. We'll spend inshallah 1 or 2 minutes making dua for the brothers and sisters inshallah. Remember, dua, you know, share their pain and suffering as well. Educate yourself and your children over the weekend inshallah rabbil alameen. Right? Educate your, and spread and share the news. Share the news. There is no outlet for us, subhanallah. We, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a little bit, inshallah, we take advantage of this, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم انصر إخواننا في غزة يا رب العالمين اللهم انصرهم نصرا عزيزا مؤزرا يا رب العالمين اللهم انصرهم نصرا عزيزا يا رب العالمين اللهم وحد كلمتهم ووحد صفوفهم يا رب العالمين اللهم تقبل شهداءهم اللهم تقبل شهداءهم اللهم تقبل شهداءهم اللهم أطعمهم من فضلك يا رب العالمين اللهم وسقهم يا رب العالمين اللهم وأمنهم يا رب العالمين اللهم أطعمهم من جوع يا رب العالمين اللهم أمنهم من خوف يا رب العالمين اللهم لا تؤاخذنا بما فعل السفهاء منا اللهم عليك بالظالمين اللهم يا من أهلكت فرعون وهامان وقارون أهلك الظالمين بالظالمين اللهم انتقم من الظالمين يا رب العالمين فإنهم لا يعجزونك يا جبار يا قادر يا الله اللهم عليك بهم يا رب العالمين اللهم فرق وشتت جمعهم يا رب العالمين اللهم وشتتهم في الأرض يا رب العالمين اللهم أخرجنا من بينهم سالمين غانمين تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم انصر إخواننا في كشمير وفي كل مكان من أرض الإسلام يا رب العالمين أعز الإسلام والمسلمين أعز الإسلام والمسلمين أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم استجب دعاءنا اللهم استجب دعاءنا اللهم استجب دعاءنا يا رب العالمين اللهم آمين وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما